Life in the Spirit.
Experiencing
the fullness of Christ.
Translated
into Burmese from English. Sessions 3 to
5.
The Conviction of the Spirit.
By
Paul Bucknell, produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom. www.foundationsforfreedom.net. Releasing God's truth to a new generation.
Well,
let's go on. So, we've talked about the Spirit of God Himself a little bit, but He's vague. It's not too easy to understand him. Because the Spirit by nature is invisible, right? But that doesn't mean he's not purposeful or personal. Sometimes the Spirit of God comes on people like Samson. He's strong. But he comes differently upon believers in a very special way.
And
so in a real way, for every believer, when he becomes a Christian, It's a new journey. There's something special happening along the way.
So I'd
like to talk about conviction of the Spirit right now. Because when we think about the unbeliever and the Spirit of God working, the first thing that they will start being aware of, conviction. But we'll go on to other topics here and even talk about assurance as God gives us time. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for the Word of God and how you teach us about being born from
above.
Oh Lord, please work deeply and remind us, Lord, of your wonderful grace. That we can consciously work with you. More deeply love you. And Lord, if any among us don't know you, please save
them.
Please help us and work in us, O Lord. In Christ we pray.
Amen.
So I don't know where a new life began with you. But something really does happen. You're born of the Spirit, John 3:8
said.
What I want to do is focus on the verses from John 16, verses
7
to
8.
Let me read that for you. John 16, verses 7 to 8. But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper shall not come to you. But if I go, I'll send him to you. And he, when he comes, will convict the world concerning three things: sin, righteousness, and judgment.
Hachomuka,
Of course, this is just before Jesus died.
Jesus Christ mate kin ma phit par de.
Rose and ascended to the Father.
You know, te chin ka ne tha myo de, kon kin nan gan do twa de.
But he says, actually, for me to go is good for you.
Tu mate kin ma tro tha no blu pyo de le so lo shin, tin do tha do nga twa de so lo shin, tin do at kon de lo.
That always confused me because I always thought it would be better if Jesus was next to me.
Yeah,
you know, Jesus is in our church. You come. Yeah. But he says it's better if he goes and he sends the Spirit. At another place it calls... the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ.
You know, the Piatikin Winging Dolu, the Pyote Niyama, the Chipnia, Solosin Crypto, Winging Dolu, Pyopiade.
And so it's not a spirit totally different than Christ, it's all working together as one.
The Tensin Toying Dol, no, Adnet, Atutua Alum, no, Alolo Jara, Pibale.
But it's God working in us.
Tensin Toying Dol, Pin, Tanoroka.
Now here he's talking about convicting the world. That means unbelievers. They get roots into this world. They have their flesh. They don't care about things of God. So how does the Spirit of God bring his network into our lives? He speaks about three things here: sin, righteousness, and judgment. The way he lists it makes it help us to understand that it's a process, a growing process, something one after the other happened. So this is the same Holy Spirit as the helper, the comforter, the paraclete. But many of you are evangelists, right? Church planters, and you, and all of us are meeting unbelievers all the time.
We
do our work with the Spirit.
As it
says in Corinthians, Paul said, God gives life. We are just like watering the plant. We bring the Word of God, projecting it into their minds by preaching.
It
becomes like a seed.
Mm-hmm.
The Spirit takes that seed.
He does
three things. First is sin. So the first thing he does is begin to tell us how we have fallen short of God's glorious ways. We're very thankful for his work on our hearts. And if you think back about when God saved you, try to think about it. He uses the word convict here. Convict is bringing that conscious awareness of. Hiding, increasing our awareness of. So the sin, righteousness, and judgment are three things he convicts us of. So it's all one package. And this is what's generally said, God enlightens the world. Light will shine out of darkness. And the one who shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God.
Second Corinthians 4:6.
So let's look at the first thing he convicts us of. He actually defines it a little more in verse 9, the first one concerning sin. The first thing he convicts us of sin because they just don't believe. They have unbelief. The unbelief stands like a total inability to understand the things of God. But the belief enables you to respond. Unbelief, you don't even see it's there. The Greek word that's used here is the same as in Romans 3:23. The word for sin means miss the target. So you have a bullseye, but you miss it. So the first thing the Spirit does begin to show you things that you are not doing right. You should have been nice to that person, but you spoke rudely.
So,
conviction of sin then is that consciousness that I failed.
I
remember before I was saved, I wasn't thinking about my failures. When God was causing me to have new life, He began to point out all of my different sins. Before that time, I always judged myself by my brother. I'm better than my brother. But now, I wasn't thinking about my brother at all. I was thinking about my lying, my stealing, my bad mouth, you know. There's a little difference between the Spirit's conviction and our conscience. The conscience begins to show you what you do wrong. It is a special awareness part of us. But it kind of moves on to the next one because it's not just conviction of sin, it's conviction of righteousness. Now verse 10, he says this, and concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you no longer behold me. What I think here is happening is that Jesus says, when I'm with you, you see the standard of righteousness, how people ought to live rightly. But when he's gone, you don't have Jesus anymore. You just have other sinful people. So the Spirit of God comes in, not only convicts us of what we've done wrong, He's showing us where we should be. That's a conviction of righteousness. And that's the Spirit of God teaches us that.
And when
we're sharing the gospel, often we're talking about these things, are we not? But it's not just the gospel speaking from our mouth. We need the Spirit of God to take that gospel and convict them, make them know it's true. So what, if you're just aware of the things you've done wrong, it's one thing. But when you see where you should be, then all your failure comes at you at
once.
Now again, remember, this is the Spirit of God working on unbelievers.
The third thing he
says in verse
11,
concerning judgment, because the rule of this world has been judged. I think what it means is he's talking about final judgment. Eternal death, separated from God. I don't know if you speak about judgment when you share the gospel.
You should be.
It's part of the gospel. So there's a difference between the Spirit bringing judgment. That's not what it says. He's bringing conviction of judgment. If it was judgment, that would be it. But the conviction, the understanding that the judgment is deserved, makes me really want to turn and look for a Savior.
Because
he says, because the ruler has been judged, what he means by this, that this genuine threat of judgment is real.
And
you know the many Bible verses, like Revelation 20, starting with
verse 11.
So for my life, for example, when he started showing my sins, I could also see I should go to hell. So that conviction brought me after that. I don't want to go there. How am I going to get out of here? You see my responses? Those responses are faith responses. Five minutes ago, I didn't believe in hell.
Ten
minutes ago, I didn't believe I was a sinner. But now I believe. You see what's happening? And that faith leads me to start looking, searching spiritually. That's why the declaration of judgment is part of God's message of grace. Because there's salvation. I can turn from that. I can escape it now by His grace. When He comes at the very end, there's not going to be any second chance. It's It's a big tendency in our country no longer to mention what they call four-letter word, H-E-L-L. So, you see what the Spirit does. One of the first things He does is begin to actually show me, wow, I really have messed up. So for evangelists, you know, this is, wow, you know, this is, I'm working with the Spirit of God. You need your faith that when this Word of God goes forth, the Spirit of God is going to work and save souls. It doesn't matter how stubborn they are, no? Some of you probably were very, very stubborn or hostile toward the gospel. Others are captured in Christian tradition. They grow up in a Christian family. They think they're okay. They think they're Christians because their parents are Christians. No, but they need the conviction of the Spirit too. We're not saved by our parents' faith. We need to believe.
Right?
Now, because I'm in full-time ministry, my children hear the gospel a lot. And it's very easy just to, yeah, you should be baptized or you should be saved. I try not to do that. I try not to be easy leading them to Jesus. Because they can seek to please their Sunday school teacher, please me, please their friends. But instead, I'm looking carefully at their hearts. When my eighth daughter, about a year and a half ago, came into my study, Daddy, something's wrong. You know, my mind's already, what's wrong? Tell me more. And right there, I could see the Spirit of God was convicting her of her sin. And you could see, I'm not where I should be. Standard of righteousness. I'm afraid of going to hell. It's a spirit of
judgment.
And then I showed her the full picture of the gospel. And so that brings her faith, you know, all around there. So she was starting to believe, but not the whole thing. You had to share the gospel more. And this is where someone wants to be a believer. Not because of material things. You know, you don't have a good life and you want other people to think you want a good life if you become a Christian. No! We want the Spirit of God to work in hearts and bring new hope through Christ. So this is God's Spirit, and He tells us how He works. So if I ask you, what's the difference between the conviction of sin and salvation? I hope you can answer me now. So the conviction of sin is just the beginning part of a full salvation experience.
အပိပေါ်ထုတ်ခြင်းဆိုတာကကယ်တင်ခြင်းအတွက်ဒီအစပဲဖြစ်ပါတယ
် Let me go on and talk about the birth of the spirit.
အဲ့ဒါဝိညာဉ်အဖင်ဒီမွေးဖွဲ့ခြင်းဒုတိယမွေးဖွဲ့ခြင်းဆိုတ
ာ You probably have memorized these verses.
ဒီချမ်ပေတွေကိုအလွတ်နဲ့ရတဲ့အဟာတွေဖြစ်ပါတ
ယ် But let's briefly look at them again from John 3 verses 3 to 6.
စဉ်းစားရခန်းချီတုံးအပိငေတုံးကနဲ့ဒီ6အထိ
But let's specifically pay attention to how the Spirit of God is working.
ဒီနေရာမှာတန်ရှင်တော်ရင်တော့ကဘလူအလောလောတလေးရှိတာကိုသိချာဒီလေလာရအောင
် Jesus answered said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he's old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he? Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one's born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
ဒုတိယမွေးဖွားခြင်းကိုမခံတော်သူမေဒီကဘုရားသခင်၏နာငံတော်ကိုမမြင်ရဟုငါမှန်ကားရှုသည်ဟုပြန်၍မိန့်တော်မူ၏နီကိုဒီကလည်းအသက်ကြီးတော်သူသည်မွေးခြင်းကိုအဘေတော့ခံနိုင်ပါမနည်းအမိဝန်ထေတော်တဖန်ဝင်၍မွေးခြင်းကိုခံနိုင်ပါမလို့ဟုရှုပ်လေ၏ယေရှုကလည်းယီနှင့်ဝိညာဉ်တော်နှင့်မမွေးတော်သူမေဒီကဖျားတိခင်းနေနာငါတော်တို့မဝင်ရဟုငါမှန်ကရှုသည်ငါမှန်ကရှုဤဇာတိပကတိမွေတော်အရာသည်ဇာတိပကတိဖြစ်သည်ဝိညာဉ်တော်မွေတော်အရာသည်ဝိညာဉ်တော်ဖြစ်သည်ဒုတိယမွေချင်းကိုခံရမည်ဟုငါဟောပြုတ်သည်ကိုအနှောချင်းရှိနေ
I like the Lord who made the world he made physical analogy so we can understand spiritual truth
ဒီနေရာမှာဒီဝိညာဉ်ပန်းဆိုင်ရာအရာကိုနားလေတဘောပေါက်ဖူရနဲ့တက်ဒီကျွန်တော်တို့တဘာဝတရားကိုအတုံးပြပြီးတော့ရှင်းပြရတာဖြစ်ပါတယ
် My oldest daughter just had a birth our daughter a granddaughter
ဒီကျွန်တော်ဒီတမီးအကြီးဆုံးက
ဒီ
ခလေးမလေးမွေးတယ
် I glad the birth happened before I came here so I could see my precious granddaughter
ကျွန်တော်မလာခင်လေးမှာသူကခလေးမွေးတဲ့အတွက်ကြောင့်ကျွန်တော်မြင်ခဲ့တဲ့အတွက်ကြောင့်ကျွန်တော်ဝမ်းသာတယ
် But the picture of birth is physical we all understand
အဲ့ဒါဒီဇာတိအဖြစ်ခလေးမွေးခြင်းဆိုတာကျွန်တော်တို့အားလုံးကသိတယ
် How come you're living
ဘာလို့နေအဖြစ်ဒီလောကတော့ကျွန်တော်တို့ဖြစ်နေတာလဲ
I know that you were born before
အဲ့ဒါခမည်းတော်ကမွေးခြင်းခံတဲ့အတွက်ကြောင့်ဖြစ်ပါတယ
် So you know there's parents
အဲ့ဒါနဲ့မိဘအရှိလို့မိဘကလည်းမွေးလို့ဖြစ်ပါတယ
် You know the process of somehow there was no life but now there's life
အရင်ကလူမဟုတ်ဘူးအခုမှကျတော့လူဖြစ်တာဖြစ်လာတယ
် And Jesus takes this truth physical analogy and helps us understand the spiritual process of salvation through this
ကိတင်ချင်းကိုကျွန်တော်တို့နားလေတဘောပေါက်ဖူးရတဲ့တက်နော်ဒီတဘာဝတရားကိုအထုံးပြပြီးတော့ယေရှုကအထုံးပြတယ
် So unless one is born again
လူတယောက်ဒုတိယမွေးဖွားခြင်းမခံဘူးဆိုရင
် What he's talking about that true spirituality comes with new birth and life
အဲ့ဒါဝိညာဉ်ပန်းဆိုင်ရာတမန်တရားဆိုတာကဒုတိယမွေးဖွားခြင်းခံခြင်းအပြင်စတင်တယ
် So it's already saying it's not because my parents it's because something happens in me
မိဘကမွေးလို့မဟုတ်ဘူးနော်ဒီတချက်နိလာအဖြစ်ဖြစ်တယ
် Unless spirit of god causes a new life in me I'm not a christian
တန်ရှင်းတော်ရင်တော့ကျွန်တော်အသက်တာမှာအလောက်မလောက်ဘူးဆိုရင်ကျွန်တော်ကခရစ်ယာန်ပဲဖြစ်နိုင်ပါဘူ
း In english we use a specialized term regeneration right
အဲ့ဒါ english ကလုံးနဲ့ဆိုလို့ရှိရင် regeneration လို့ကျွန်တော်တို့အထုံးပြုတယ
် And it comes from again birth
အဲ့ဒါကိုမွေးခြင်းလို့အဓိပ္ပာယ
် born again or born from above
အဲ့ဒါကအပေါ်ကနဲ့မွေးဖွားခြင်းနော်ဒုတိယမွေးဖွားခြင်းလို့အဓိပ္ပာယ်ဖြစ်ပါတယ
် In verse 6 he amplifies and clarifies this
အပိငယ်ချုပ်မှာအဲ့ဒါကိုရှင်းပြတယ
် That which is of flesh bears life of flesh
အဲ့ဒါဇာတိအဖြစ်မွေးတော့သူဇာတိလို့ဖြစ်ပါတယ်လို့
But that which is born of the spirit you gain a life a spiritual life
ဝိညာဉ်အဖြစ်မွေးတော့သူကဝိညာဉ်လို့ဖြစ်တယ်တန်ရှင်းတော့ရင်တော့ရှိတယ်လို့
And so we know our New life doesn't come because we try hard, it's because the Spirit of God shows us how we failed Him.
ကျွန်တော်တို့ကဒီကျူးစားတဲ့အတွက်ကြောင့်ကောင်းတဲ့အရာကိုလုပ်တဲ့အတွက်ကြောင့်ကျွန်တော်တို့ကဒီဒုတိယမွေးဖွားခြင်းကိုခံတာမဟုတ်ဘူးတန်ရှင်းတော်ရင်တော့ကအလုပ်လုပ်တဲ့အတွက်ကြောင့်ဖြစ်ပါတယ
် Verse 8 speaks about how the Spirit is like the wind.
အဲ့ဒါအပိငယ်ရှင်းမှာဆိုလို့ရှိရင်တန်ရှင်းတော်ရင်တော့လေနဲ့ ให้ชินเนี่ย
This is another analogy by the way.
เอ้ากูตะบาวะเตยากว่าต้องปิ๋วเลย
Same word for spirit and for wind, right?
นี่มาตั้งสินตัวอินดอยอะลอกกูน้าเลยตะบอปอกผู้ยันเป็ดลีกูต้องปิ๋วเลย
You can see the leaves blowing on the trees.
นี่มาดีติชิดดีหล่อชะราตะนอเราตุ้ยชิเด
And you know there's wind.
เอ้ากะเลไตลูผิดดีชะราตะนอเราตี้เด
But when you see that spirit of conviction and wanting to hear the gospel, you know the spirit of God's working. So you can think of the contractions, the pain, you know, as the beginning birth signs. There's a
conviction.
But then the baby comes, new life. So John 1:12-13 says spiritual birth is not dependent on religion, family or status. If it did, Nicodemus wouldn't need it. He was from a great family, really striving to do well. He says, but as many as received Jesus, to them he gave the right to become the children of God. Even to those who believe in his name, not born of blood, not born from the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God, born again. So God's spiritual work is where God begins to bring through that faith, a conviction, into a faith in Christ, who died for me and forgives me. So that's spiritual rebirth in the Gospels. And 10 times, actually, in the epistles, the letters, Paul and John, Peter, use this term, born, to refer to spiritual birth. Peter says in 1 Peter 1:3, by his great mercy, he caused us to be born again. Yeah, it's like that urgency of birth, you know. It's the Spirit of God was producing. It doesn't happen because we want to. It's a force outside of ourselves. Peter also refers to the importance of the Word of God along with salvation. First Peter 1:23. You have been born again, not of a seed which is perishable, but imperishable. The seed, what is that? It's the living and abiding Word of God. So again, we see the whole Spirit of God working the Word of God through Christ. Paul, we'll go from Peter to Paul, Galatians 4:29. And he says, you are born according to the Spirit. There's that change in our life. John also speaks about. He focuses on the evidence of spiritual life. No one who is born of God practices sin because his seed abides in him, and he cannot because he is born of God. 1 John 3:9.
ဒီဖျားတခင်အဖေမွေးတော်သူဒီအဖေသူစိတ်တော့ဆက်လက်ပြီးတော့မချင်းလေဘူးဘာကြောင့်လဲဆိုတော့သူ့မှာဒီအဲ့ဒီမွေးဖွဲ့ခြင်းနဲ့အဆင်ရှိတဲ့အတွက်ကြောင့်
You see, when the Spirit of God comes in us, he gives us a desire to be like our Father, right?
ဒီတန်ရှင်တောင်းရင်တော့ကျွန်တော်တို့ထံသို့တက်ရောက်တဲ့အခါမှာဖခင်သခင်ကတို့ကျွန်တော်တို့ရဲ့ဖခင်ကတော့နော်ချစ်ခွင့်ပေးတယ
် So if you find a person in the church not very interested in spiritual things
အဲ့တချို့လူတွေအတင်းတော့မှာဝိညာဉ်ပန်းဆိုင်ရာကိုတိတ်ဆိတ်ဝင်မစားတဲ့လူတွေတွေ့ဘူးတယ
် Even if he's baptized
တို့ရှင်နေချင်းခံတဲ့လူရဲ့ဖြစ်ကောင်းဖြစ်နိုင်တယ
် I challenge them
တို့ကိုကျွန်တော်ပြောတယ
် Unless you have a desire for spiritual things you don't have the spirit of God
ဝိညာဉ်ပန်းဆိုင်ရာဘုစိတ်ဝင်မစားဘူးဆိုလို့ရှိရင်ခမရမှာတန်ရှင်တော်ရင်တော်မရှိဘူးဆိုတာထင်ရှားတယ
် That's what this verse is teaching.
အဲ့ဒီဒီလူချင်းပိတ်ကထင်ပေးတာဖြစ်ပါတယ
် The Spirit of God will produce that holiness, that likeness like the child after the father.
အဲ့ဒါဒီတန်ရှင်တော်ရင်တော်ကတော့ဒီအာခလေးကဖခင်ထံတော့နော်ဒီတန်ရှင်ချင်းနော်အသက်တာကိုမွေးထုတ်မှာဖြစ်ပါတယ
် Another verse, 1 John 4, 7.
အဲ့တိရောအခန်းကြီးလေပိတ်ငင်ခွနစ်မှာ
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God.
ဒီငီကူရောအချင်းချင်းချစ်ကြပါ။ဘာကြောင့်လဲဆိုတော့ချစ်ချင်းမေတ္တာဆိုတာဖယားသခင်ထံကနေလာတယ
် Everyone who loves God, loves is born of God and knows God.
အဲ့တော့သူမြတ်ကိုချစ်တော်သူဒီဖယားသခင်အဖင်မွေးဖွဲ့ခြင်းခံတော်သူဖြစ်တယ်။ဖယားသခင်ကိုတည်တော်သူဖြစ်တယ်လို
့ If you see a person loving one another,
အချင်းချင်းချစ်ကြတဲ့လူတွေတွေ့တယ်မဟုတ်လ
ား You're very much at peace because you sense the spirit of God is working in them right
အချင်းချင်းကိုချစ်တဲ့ချစ်ဒီချစ်ကြတဲ့အခါမှာနော်ငြိမ်သက်ခြင်းရှိတယ်ဘာကြောင့်လဲဆိုတော့တန်ရှင်တော်ရင်တော့အလောက်လေလောက်တဲ့အတွက်ကြောင့်ဖြစ်တယ
် So they're born of God and they know God there's that network
အဲ့ဒါဖယားသခင်ကိုတည်ကြတယ်ဖယားသခင်နဲ့ဆက်တွေ့လောက်တဲ့လူတွေဖြစ်ကြတယ
် So Peter he focuses onthe birth process itself
အဲ့ဒါပီတာကဆိုလို့ရှိရင်အဲ့ဒါမွေးဖွဲ့ခြင်းအကြောင်းအရာကိုဆက်လက်ပြီးတော့ဖော်ပြတယ
် Paul is talking that we're not the first birth is about works religion but the second birth is through God's promises life
အဲ့ဒါဒီပထမမွေးဖွဲ့ခြင်းကတော့ဇာတိမွေးဖွဲ့ခြင်းဖြစ်တယ်ဒုတိယမွေးဖွဲ့ခြင်းကတော့ဒီအတ္တတာဖြစ်ပါလေ
John emphasizes that we should anticipate fruit or likeness from our born again experience
ဒီပြီးတော့ John ကတော့ကျွန်တော်တို့ဒုတိယမွေးဖွဲ့ခြင်းကံတွေဆိုလို့ရှိရင်အတိအပွင့်စီရမယ်လို
့ I want to talk a little bit about this phrase that's a little bit confusing baptized with fire
ပြီးတော့လေမီးအဖင်ဗပ္တိယခံခြင်းဆိုတာကိုလည်းကျွန်တော်ပြောချင်ပါတယ
် I believe and I'll just tell you you might differ that's fine
ကျွန်တော်ရဲ့ခံယူချက်နဲ့ခမရောခံယူချက်လေဒီသူချင်မှတူမယ
် That is referring to actually our salvation being born again
အဲ့ဒါကကေတင်ချင်းအတွက်ကျွန်တော်တို့အသက်တာမှာအလောက်တာအလောက်အစတင်အလောက်လောက်တာဖြစ်ပါတယ
် Some people have interpreted this as being referred to a second experience
တချို့လူတွေကတော့ဒီဟာကိုဒုတိယအခြင်းဒီအတွေ့အကြုံလို့ခေါ်ကြတယ်
I don't find any biblical evidence for that second interpretation. But let me first read Luke 3:16 so you know what I'm talking about. So John the Baptist, he answered and said, As for me, I baptize you with water.
But the answer is, John, no, sin look,
But one's coming that's mightier than me. I'm not fit to untie his sandals. And this is the phrase. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. So I'm saying this baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire refers to our salvation experience.
တန်ရှင်တော်ရင်တော်နဲ့မိအဖေမပ္တိယခံချင်တာကေတင်ချင်းတဲ့အတွက်ဖြစ်ပါတယ
်။ He's talking here about baptism connecting it with our initial faith to believe in him.
အဲဗပ္တိယခံချင်းဆိုတာကခရစ်တော်ကိုကျွန်တော်တို့ယုံကြည်လက်ခံတဲ့အခါမှာအတူတကအစတင်ဖြစ်တဲ့အရာဖြစ်ပါတယ
်။ Part of the confusion is in Acts 2 when we see the tongue of fire on people's heads. and the Spirit of God came into the church.
တမန်တော်အခန်းကြီးနှစ်မှာနော်နိဟာဆရာဆရာကေတော့နော်ဒီတပည့်တော်မြတ်ထံတော့သိရောက်တယ်လို့ကျွန်တော်တို့သိရှိတယ
် But certainly the fire you see is associated with the Spirit of God.
မင်းလို့ပြောချင်တာကတန်ဆင်းတော်ရင်တော့ကိုပြောချင်တာဖြစ်ပါတ
ယ် We're agreed on that.
အဲ့ဒါကိုသဘောတူပါတယ်
But the issue is when we are saved, the Spirit of God at that point lives in us.
အဲ့တော့ကျွန်တော်ကေတင်ချင်းရရှိတဲ့ခါမှာတန်ဆင်းတော်ရင်တော့လည်းပဲကျွန်တော်ထဲတော့စတင်ကြီးဝတ်နေထိုင်တယ
်. Now when I grew up in a church that rejected the gospel of Jesus.
ကျွန်တော်ဒီနေခဲ့ဘူးတဲ့အတင်းတော်ကဆိုလို့ရှိရင်ကေတင်ချင်းတရင်ကောင်းတွေကိုတိတ်လက်မခံကြဘူး.
They had the Bible.
သူတို့ကျမ်းစာကိုအထုံးပြပါတယ
် They had services.
အဖေရရှိခုကြပါတယ
် but there's no faith
တပည့်တွေတော့မယုံကြည်ခြင်းမရှိပါဘူ
း so people just went to church
အဲ့ဒါလူတွေကဖျားချောင်းတွေ့ကြတယ
် so other people see that they don't have the spirit of god and yet they call themselves christians
တို့မှတန်ရှင်းတုံးရင်တော့မရှိဘူးဒါပေမဲ့တို့ကသူတို့ခရိယာလို့ခေါ်ကြတယ
် and people will say oh well you don't have the spirit of god
အဲ့ဒါနဲ့လူတွေကတန်ရှင်းတုံးရင်တော့မရှိဘူ
း and they're probably right
no တို့ဒီလိုပြောတဲ့အခါမှာမှန်ပါ
because people didn't believe the word they just had it but they didn't believe it
တို့မှတော့ဒီနောက်ပတ်တော်ရှိပါတယ်ကျမ်းစာရှိပါတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့မယုံကြည်ဘူ
း so they were right in saying yes they didn't have the spirit of god but they just professed christianity
တို့မှတန်ရှင်းတုံးရင်တော့မရှိဘူးဒါပေမဲ့တို့ကူတို့နာမည်ခံခရိယာနေပဲဖြစ်ပါတယ
် so their conclusion is that not onlybeing in a church you also need the spirit of god to come upon you
to no the atin do ma the atin un phit da ne ma lung law bu tan sin tong yin do to no ro po ma te ya phu lwa ba
I instead see the and so I agree to a point but not that it's separate
era di ne ya ma to no di ta khu phit de lu to no to bo tu ba
and that's what john was highlighting you're not saved by your parents or religion
sin yo han ka ro မိဘမွေးချင်းအဖေမဟုတ်ဘူးဘာသာကြီးအဖေဒီမဟုတ်ဘူးလို
့ and so the fire stands for that purging of the soul that brings repentance that conviction we talked about
မိကတော့ကျွန်တော်တို့အသက်တာကိုတန်ရှင်းရှင်းကြောပြတာဖြစ်ပါတယ
် I didn't know I was like this before
အဲ့ဒါအရင်ကမသိဘူးဘူ
း take away my sin
ငါအဖေတေကိုဒီယူတော့ပ
ါ so you see the fire burning away at the evil looking for the cleansing
ကျွန်တော်တို့အသက်တာမှာတန်ရှင်းတော်ရင်တော့ကမိခဲ့တော့လောက်လောက်တယ်တန်ရှင်းစေချောပေးတယ
် And so I believe that the fire is a further description of what the Holy Spirit does in us
တန်ရှင်းတော်ရင်တော့အလောက်လောက်တာကိုမိနဲ့ကျွန်တော်တို့ဒီအသက်တာမှာနှိုင်းစင်တာဖြစ်ပါတယ
် And so baptism and is first of all a sign of repentance dead to myself
အဲ့ဒါနဲ့နောက်တရနောက်တရားချင်းဖြစ်စေတဲ့
of that conviction
ပြီးတော့အပိတရားကိုကျွန်တော်တို့ကတည်တယ်နားလေသဘောပေါက်တယ
် but it's also standing for faith belief spirit empowered life
ပြီးတော့လေကျွန်တော်တို့ဒီယုံကြည်ခြင်းကိုစတင်ရရှိတယ
် so if we completely depend on our water baptism for salvation
ကျွန်တော်တို့ကဒီကေတီချင်းအတွက်ယဉ်နေခြင်းကိုကျွန်တော်တို့အမကူပါဘူး
We're going to really miss salvation.
Hello, the kidin chin atwet jini chin ku akure so lo shin kidin chin ku so de ya ma ma.
So what John was trying to say, we're going to be baptized with the spirit and the fire. A thorough cleansing and change of our life is going to happen by the spirit of God.
Er phaya tikin ne win yin do a phi mi ke do tano do atatta ma alau lo ma tan si si cho di chin lo ma.ကေတင်ချင်းကိုရမှာဖြစ်ပါတ
ယ် And that happens at salvation not at a second point in the future.
အဲ့ဒါဒီအော်ဒီအနာကမှာဖြစ်ရမယ့်အဥ္စာမဟုတ်ဘူးအခုမှကေတင်ချင်းအတွက်ဖြစ်ပြရမယ့်အရာဖြစ်ပါတယ
် Because does not the Holy Spirit give us new life?
နော်တန်ရှင်းတုံးရင်တော့ကဒီတိတော်တတကိုပြတဲ့ခါမှာ
Doesn't the Spirit of God bring us into the family of God?As when you believe in Christ, how can you say there's a second experience when the Spirit comes, when He already came? Again, I know some of you might think a little different here. Thank you for listening to me anyways.
ကိုကောင်းမှုဆောင်နှာထောင်ပေးတဲ့အတွက်ကြောင့်
See our hope is that the church represents the genuine people of God with the Holy Spirit as a temple.
အဲ့တန်ရှင်တော်ရင်တော့ကယုံကြည်သူများကိုဒုတိယမွေးဖွားခြင်းပေးပြီးတော့ဖခင်သခင်နဲ့တန်ရှင်တော်ဒီဗိမာန်တော်အဖြစ်တော့
And that's why discipleship starts right away when they're born again, start discipling them.
And then, to the duty of my preaching can be matanoroga celebido, tapido, pitching gutanoro, lope pupid.
Because all of a sudden you're working with their new spirit that desires the things of God, and you're beginning to train them.
And then, piatikine, the ayame kuise winsato, yungti tu, piangle kasa, luritano. The nokabeddo ku tin pe da phit ba
so the new birth speaks of a new creation
era ne dutiya mwe phwe chin sura ka ba le atit to di atatta taw ya ku pyo chin na phit ba
and it just is a fuller salvation is a fuller expression of our faith god is real I love him I want his word
ji din chin ku ya shi de kha ma chano ro phya tikin na tikin man kan chong to tu ku chit nai chong chano ro the atatta ma phit la
now of course our salvation experience
tanaro kitin chin
is just part of god's great plan for us
tanaro ta phaya thakin pin sin pe de ya phit
ba and we're looking just at us but what if we include all the believers through time
ara ne a long yung chi tu a long
we see god's great redemptive plan of creating his bride
ara ne phaya thakin ne kitin chin a si sin go yung chi tu mya a longthe atwet pin sin na phit par
I like John 3:16 too
si ya khan ji tong a pai ngai se chauk ko le chanaw chai par
for god so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life
the yung chi to tu a paw no di pe si chin no myauk thaw ra tet ko ya si se chin ga phaya thikin ne do thi chaw ta do ko chut taw mu di tan naw lokhi ta do ko chit taw mu yi lo chanaw twet shi de
So we're not talking about guilt that brings and improves life in a greater human belief.
Atanoro di apit ku tanoro tatta ma pho thop pi lo di atit to atatta ku ya shi phu ya ne tet tanoro ku dutya mwe phwa chin ku pe ne.
That's religion.
Ara bata ji shura ka ro du di de bata ji ma be no ni thai na ko ba ta yi lu kho pa
we're looking for the spirit's conviction inside us invisible
tan sin to yin do ka ma min han to ya a phin chan lo sai na lo ta the ma a lo lo da ko
but something's changing
chan lo ta ta ma pyan le shin de
the new birth I need jesus
era ati to ta ta to yishu ku lu chi phu lu at de lo
changed life
era ne chan lo ta ta pyan le twa
that's god's wonderful work salvation
ke din chin na twa phaya thikin ne atong bwa ya kaung daw alaw phit par
I hope you're all born again
a lo nga dutya mwe phachin khan de lu phit par de lu chanaw yin chi ba
so pictures of fire and wind are consistent with this work of the spirit of god
ara di le daw lo kong mi daw lo kong di ya re a lo nga ke din chin na twa chung chi tu mya atatta ma alaw lo de atong ya ku phop pya da phit par
God is doing the fire stands more for the conviction right
me ga le be di di wing in the apit a chaw ya ku pin tha swa pho pye de no chano ro sai nyaw ta ku thu phaw da but tan sin na phit ba
the wind is more for leading moving stirring
era le cha ro ba le chano ro ku u song da di a pe da lan pya da u song da ku pyo chin na phit ba le
and so The spirit of God is working in our lives.
Tan sin to yin do hatan do atatta ma lou lou de.
So let me talk a little bit about the assurance of the spirit.
Era ne di wingin ne patat pi do ama khan chet a chong ya. Tano ne ne pa pa pe ya.
One of the things we do when someone comes to know the Lord, we like to reassure them of their salvation.
Lu ri ka yishu ku yung chi lak khan ne kha ma turo atet kitin chin ama khan che si jong hu tan ro pyo pe phu lwet de
this is wise if it's based on their faith
era ka turo we jung chi chin paw ma mu ti de
you don't want to reassure them just because they raised their hand among 50 people that they're christians that doesn't mean they have faith
a turo kriyan pila ma pipla sura la thong khain na ne tan ro ka chin ne phu ma bu တို့ကိုယ်တိုင်ယုံကြည်ခြင်းရှိလားမရှိဘူးလားဆိုတာအရေးကြီး
But when you're sitting down and talking and you see the conviction of the spirit you see their need for Jesus you can reassure them of salvation
ဒါနဲ့တို့ထာနောတော်ပြီးတော့တကယ်တို့ရဲ့စိတ်နှလုံးသားထဲမှာတန်ရှင်းတုံးရင်တော့ကအလောက်လောက်တလား
Through a picku pho thau dala sura ku tanaro te chia sura san se phu luat da. So reassuring them is actually just restating that they are the children of God. Don't worry. God will take care of you.
Ala phaya thakin ne winyin do a phin khmyar phaya ta thimi phi bi su yin sia ma lu do bu phaya thakin ga khmyar ko ta wan yu do me lo a pe phu phit da.
Now at this point it's a simple oh that's nice.
A era kaung ne.
But it has huge implications of our lives. Well, if I ask, who is your father? Oh, he's the governor of this, you know, district. Well, there's something, you know, well, he's going to take care of you. Yeah. But when I say, who is your father?Oh, he's the Lord of the universe. He really will care for you no matter where you are. In Romans 8:14, it says, For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God.
ဖယားတခင်ရဲ့ဝိညာဉ်တော်အဖြစ်လမ်းပြပူဆောင်တော်သူတို့ဒီဖယားတခင်ရဲ့တသမီများဖြစ်ပါလေလို့ပြောတ
ယ် So we can think of led as like being pushed along by the spirit of God
တန်ရှင်တော်ဝိညာဉ်တော်ကသူတို့ကိုတွန်းဒီအပိတိတ်တို့နဲ့လမ်းပြပူဆောင
် God has an active part in pushing you along the way you should go
အခမြတော်ရဲ့နေရာမှာတန်ရှင်တော်ဝိညာဉ်တော်ကလောက်လို့တယ်ဖယားတခင်ကတွန်းနာပေးပါလေ
I like to think of a plant you plant a mango seed
အပမာဒီတည့်တည့်ကိုတည့်ဒီဆက်နေရှုပါစု
and it starts growing
အဲ့ဒါနဲ့ဒီအပင်ပေါက်လာပြီးတော့ကြီးလာတယ
် it's not going to turn into a banana tree nope
ဘယ်တော့မှဒီအဲ့ဒါကိုငပြည့်တည့်ဖြစ်တော့ပြောင်းလဲမှာမဟုတ်
you're not going to see the big banana leaves on the mango tree
အဲ့ဒါဒီတည့်ပင်ပေါက်မှာဒီဘာလဲငပြည့်ရထွက်လာမှာမဟုတ်ဘူး
You're not going to see spikes come out of it because it's like a palm. No. For us, we have a new spiritual life and it's going to conform to Christ's likeness. It's a power, it's a force of life itself, spiritual life. When we're talking about being led by the Spirit, what does it really mean? I think it means of those spiritual inclinations that we now have to be with God's people.
ဖယားတခင်နဲ့သာသမီများနဲ့အထူးတကွမေတ္တာရဖူးဖူးရနတဲ့စိတ်ဝင်စားမှုတွေချိန်နှစ်သက်မှုတွေကိုဖြစ်စေတယ်
။ To forgive those people that we formerly never could forgive.
ဒီတော်တော်ခွအရင်ကခွမလတ်နိုင်တဲ့လူကိုအခုကျတော့ခွလွတ်နိုင်ခွင့်ရှိတယ
်။ All those things consistent with the person and work of Christ Jesus.
အဲ့ဒါဒီခရစ်တော်ရဲ့အလောက်လောက်တဲ့အခါမှာဒီဟာတွေအလုံးကိုတစ်ခုပြီးတစ်ခုဖြစ်ပျက်တယ
်။ That's why this whole series is life in the spirit but it's finding fullness of experience of Christ in us.
အဲ့ဒါဒီတန်ရှင်တော်ရဲ့တော့အဖေအတ္တဆိုတာကတော့ခရစ်တော်ရဲ့အတ္တကိုကျွန်တော်တို့အတ္တတာမှာခံစားခြင်းဖြစ်ပါတယ
်။ So now it says for all who are being led by the spirit are sons of God.
ဖယားတခင်နဲ့ဝိညာဉ်တော်ကလမ်းပြပူဆောင်တော်သူတို့ဒီဖယားတခင်နဲ့သားသမီးများဖြစ်တယ်လို့ကျွန်တော်တို့တွေ့ရှိတယ
်။ Children of God.
ဖယားတခင်နဲ့သားသမီးများ
And so the whole new stage no longer are we spreading the gospel we are assuring them of who they are. This is the first step of discipleship by the way.
ကျွန်တော်တို့ကဒီတရင်ကောင်းကိုဝင်မြတဲ့အခါမှာသူတို့ကဘသူတွေဖြစ်တယ်လေဆိုတာကိုဖော်ပြတယ
် You are explaining what the spirit of God just did in them
အဲသူတို့မှာဒီအလောက်လောက်တဲ့တန်ရှင်းသွင်းရင်တော့ဘလို့အလောက်လောက်တယ်လေဆိုတာကိုကျွန်တော်တို့ကရှင်းပြတာဖြစ်ပါ
I'm changed what happened to me
သူတို့တက်တာမှာပြောင်းလဲချင်းရှိတယ်ကျွန်တော်ဘလို့ဖြစ်တာလဲကျွန်တော်တက်တာပြောင်းလဲကြတယ်လို့
But you know what happened
အခမြတို့ကတော့သိတယ်မဟုတ်လား
And so you're just meeting with them one by one just saying This is what happened to me too. This is what God's spirit does.
အဲ့ဒါကျွန်တော်လည်းဖြစ်မှုတယ်။အဲ့ဒါတန်ရှင်းတုံးရင်တော့ခမရတ္တာမှာစတင်ပြီးတော့အလုံးလောက်တာဖြစ်ပါလေလို့ရှင်းပြ
Let's read Romans 8:15-16.
Roma kanji sit apai nge 15 ne di 16 ku phaya aw.
Romans 8:15-16.
Roma kanji sit apai nge 15 ne 16.
For you have not received the spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons by which we cry out, Abba Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
Romans
8:15-16. So notice the spirit of slavery is very different than the spirit of God. Spirit of slavery, it's like someone using someone. Now it's a spirit of adoption. I belong. So when we are reassuring new believers, we are restating and clarifying their relationship with God. He uses that word Abba, Daddy. God is my Daddy.
And
so this whole spirit of adoption that we now have a longing to be like Christ. So you see the scriptures are reassuring and restating what we need to do with unbelievers to clarify. The Holy Spirit actively shapes believers so that they are assured of their relationship with God. I hope you just don't evangelize, but that you disciple. This is one of the things the Spirit of God will be doing, and He wants to do it with you for guidance and for clarification. So, let's think a little bit more here. This will connect back to that network section that we have. The Spirit, verse 16 of Romans 8, the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit. So you see this communicating? Bearing witness is like testifying, telling. And it has a message, a truth that it's revealing. We're the children of God. So already with new believers, we can trust the Spirit of God is reassuring them of who they are in Christ. And it says they belong, they're children. They're part of God's family. They're heirs. In other words, they inherit everything of Christ. Wow. You see, they're really full members. Even if they're new believers. And so they're strengthening their faith by communicating these truths. And the purpose is also shared in verse 17. In order that we may be glorified with Christ. And so one day when we see Christ, we will be with Him, glorified with Him. And that's our destiny. So we want to take an outward assurance and work it with their inward assurance.
အဲ့ဒါနဲ့အပြင်ပန်းဆိုင်ရာဒီအာမခံချက်နဲ့အတွင်းပန်းဆိုင်ရာအာမခံချက်ကိုရှိဖို့လိုအပ်တယ်
But I don't assure someone on the outward unless I see that inward change and the spirit working.
တော်အတွင်းပိုင်မှာဒီအာမခံချက်မရှိဘူးဆိုလို့ရှိရင်အပြင်ပိုင်မှာထင်ရှားနိုင်မှာမဟုတ်ဘူး
Because you will see people, oh yeah, I believed.
လူတွေကကျွန်တော်ယုံကြည်သူဖြစ်ပါတယ
် I was baptized.
ကျွန်တော်ယေရှုခရစ်ချင်းခံတယ
် But they're living like the world.
ဒါပေမဲ့လောကီသားများနဲ့အတူတူပဲ
And you can try to persuade them you're not a Christian, but they don't believe you.
အဲ့ဒါနဲ့ခမရ
ဖျားမဟုတ်ဘူးလို့ပြောလို့ရတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့သူတို့ကလည်းခံမှာမဟုတ်ဘူး I'm going to heaven
သူတို့ကကောင်းကင်တော့မှာပဲလို့ပြော
I raised my hand I prayed
အကျွန်တော်ရှုတော့တယ
် But you see it's missing that inward
အဲ့ဒါသူတို့အတွင်းပိုင်မှာတော့ပြောင်းလဲမှုမရှိတဲ့အတွက်ကြောင့်ဖြစ်တယ
် But we want to take the words that we know from the God's word
ဒါပေမဲ့ကျွန်တော်တို့ဒီနှုတ်ကပတ်တော်ကို
and work itAnd trust and see the Spirit of God bringing that same understanding, revelation inside them. First Peter 1:3-5 talk about this being born again. By his mercy, you're born again, verse
3.
But notice the assurance in verse
4
and
5.
To obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled. It's reserved in heaven for you.
ကောင်းကင်နာငါမှာကောင်းမှုစွာဒီထားပေးတယ်ပြင်ဆင်ပေးတယ
် Verse 5 will assure you that no matter what you face that faith will endure
ဘလူဟန်မြောက်ချင်းပဲရောက်ရောက်ဘလူဟာမြေခက်ခဲပဲရင်ဆိုင်အဲ့ဒီယုံကြည်ခြင်းကတင့်ကူခွေကဆုံးရှောက်မယ်လို့
Who are protected by the power of God through faith
အဲ့ဒါခမရယုံကြည်ခြင်းအဖင်ဖျားတခင်နဲ့တကူကတင့်ကူခွေကဆုံးရှောက်မယ
် You say protected
အဲ့ဒါ
It's a living hope inside every believer. And so we have a new life because of that new nature from the Spirit. We have a new affection, a new desire for godliness. We have a new awareness, a new network with God.
ပြာတိကနေအတိတ်တော်ဆက်တွေ့ချင်းရှိပါတယ
် We have a new lifestyle we're living uprightly
ကျွန်တော်တို့အတ္တပြောင်းလဲသွားတယ်ကျွန်တော်တို့အတ္တဒီဖြောင့်မတ်သွားတယ
် Do you see when a person genuinely becomes to know the Lord all those changes are happening
လူတယောက်ကတင်ချင်းကိုလက်ခံတယ်ဆိုလို့ရှိရင်သူအတ္တလုံလုံလည်လည်ပြောင်းလဲသွားတယ
် To say the spirit of God comes at a different point is very inconsistent with what we expect at salvation
အဲ့ဒါကျွန်တော်တို့ကေတင်ချင်းအတက်တန်ရှင်းတုံးရင်တော့ကအလောက်လောက်တဲ့ခါမှာတမျိုးကြီးပြောင်းလဲခြင်းတွေတော့ဖြစ်စေတယ
် I was wondering are there any questions at this point?
အဒီမာမေခွန်းမေ့ချင်တာရှိလား
Yes သူပြောတဲ့ချက်ချင်းပါလေ Empathy ကလူရီကယုံကြည်ချက်ချင်းမှာဝိညာဉ်တော့က condition တော့တာလားဒါမှမဟုတ် conviction လောက်ပြီးမှလောတာတရားလာပြီးတော့ကေတင်ချင်းရပြီးတော့အဲ့ဒါပြီးမှဝိညာဉ်တော်ကိုပြန်လဲပြီးတော့ worship ပေါ့နော် worship in holy spirit ကအဲ့ဒါပြီးမှတော့လာတယ်လား
The conviction of holy spirit comes before faith or after faith
Okay good question So where does faith come in related to the conviction of the holy spirit
Okay ကျွန်တော်တို့ဒီယုံကြည်ခြင်းရရှိနိုင်တာတန်ရှင်းတော်ဝိညာဉ်တော်ရဲ့ဒီအလောက်လောက်ခြင်းအဖြစ်ဖြစ်ပါလား
That's a high doctrine question, probably. They want the details all worked out.
For example, the unbeliever, conviction comes after that faith they have faith.
Yeah, huh? That's what I'm saying. This is a yeah. high doctrine question. Yeah. They talk about those details.
I think I understand.
I will answer your question. No
problem.
So the thing is, it's faith. You ask about faith. Abraham had faith because he left the old country and went to the new.
Abraham got it. The Zungchi Chin City Tretong, Tue Nangandoku Take Biro, Acheto Niado Tuare.
Faith is seeing things, spiritual things that you never knew were true before.
Zungchi Chin Surakatoro, Ajinuka Mamin, Mamin Pure Ayari, Atit To Ayari Guminda Pipare.
So I actually see when someone begins to respond to conviction, already they have faith. They see it and they're responding to it. Is it technically faith in Christ? Probably not, because you see a sequential process. It's a process. You need to be convicted before you believe in Christ for forgiveness. But for me to say that conviction is not faith, that would not be true either. It leads to a full faith in Christ, saving faith, what we would say. If you have conviction without faith in Christ,
you
don't see salvation in the full process. But again, those are details, more theological, because it's not really specifically saying here. So, but the analogy of birth is something's happening inside that I can't see before I do see it. And that the Spirit of God is bringing new life, but it starts with conviction.
Okay. In Myanmar, we have only one word, not as English. Belief and faith. So we have only one word.
Okay. All right. So let's go back to original language, English, Burmese. Let's talk about faith, all right? The word faith.
Yeah.
So when I use the word believe, it's a verb. It's an action. But faith is a noun. We have to say have faith.
But
that's English problem. But there's only one Greek word, and it's all faith. It means faith, confidence, trust in. That's another word, trust. So faith and belief is talking more about what I understand. Trust is emphasizing the faith aspect that is what I put my confidence in. So in conviction, you see, when I admit to my sin, I believe it. You see, there's that initial faith there.
但是当然，我看，我阿达达嘛，比古普托的卡嘛，哎啦，哎，蛮的路，用起来看的。
And whether you use the word faith or belief, it's the same. I have that confidence.
哎啦，这那罗卡，你用起来看的卡嘛，用起谁家木嘞？
And most of us were not looking for that faith. He came bringing it to us. He, the Spirit of God came bringing that faith of
conviction.
And that's why I say we're born from God, because God initiates that work within us. Causing me to see the need for Christ, the worthiness of Christ. Leading to a full salvation. And the other questions?
Is the Holy Spirit is speaking to unbelievers?
Yes, it says he's in John 16 there, he's convicting the world. The world we have to understand is the world of unbelievers. Just like me, I was part of the world until 12 years old. No faith. 10 minutes later, whoop, wow, saving faith. But sometimes that birth process is longer for others. I understand. Other questions?
Okay, faith come by hearing, and then the Holy Spirit bring conviction. So, what is the difference between the conviction and the conviction of Holy Spirit and the faith that comes through hearing the word of God?
So what I'm trying to emphasize is that conviction is actually of the Spirit is enabling them to respond to the truth of God. To see that it's true.
And conviction, lo, tan sin to yun nga apit at tong ayak ko po tao de kama, di tering kong ko, di lekhan yung si lekhan na puya na jet, di alaw lao da pi ba?
I'm not trying to say the conviction itself is a saving faith.
Ani apit po tao da na kitin chin na jet lung lao de lu chano piao chin na mahal ba bu?
Because you know there's some unbelievers who had the Spirit of God, knew the truth, but did. Chose not to follow Christ.
So
part of the question is widening your understanding of what faith is. Think of Hebrews 11. Faith is the assurance of things not seen. But when I see my sin, I'm assured that it's there, and therefore I see, wow, I deserve God's judgment.
And
so that's why I reconciled John 16 about the conviction with saving faith that goes on believing Christ.
I put it together. yung chi chin si ong sat lap di do no lan phya pu song chin si de lu
and perhaps it's in the translation of that word conviction of sin. What is it really? I don't know what it is in your language.
The Khmer of the sensa the ma blue shit de do ti bo pya chin a pit po pya chin.
It's conviction. Making you know it's true.
Tiki, khmyar pit ta pit de, khmyar ma a pit du sai shi de shu ra ko pyo pya ra pho pya ra phit ba.
Any other questions?
Me khun shi
de la. There was another question.
Yes.
If you could keep your voice up so everyone can
hear. Ata ata
ma ma ta pu. Ma na ta ro, wo yin do ma English ta lo shi de. Spain ne so so ro shi de. Ai ne ko ba lo kwa cha ra.
Okay. What is the difference between spirit and soul?
Okay, so what's the difference between spirit and soul? So some people say there's no difference.
တချို့လူတွေကတော့မချမ်းသာမှုမရှိဘူးလို့အတူတူဖြစ်ပါတယ်လို့ပြောကြတယ်။
Yeah, First Thessalonians kind of differentiates the soul from the spirit. Yeah.
ဒီတက်တလောနီကခန်းချင်းကမှာတော့စိတ်ဝိညာဉ်နဲ့ဝိညာဉ်ကိုခွဲခြားတယ
်။ I look at more as a soul as our being, our invisible being.
ဟဲ့လားစိတ်ဝိညာဉ်ဆိုတာကကျွန်တော်တို့မမြင်နိုင်တဲ့နော်ကျွန်တော်တို့ဒီကူ
Where the spirit is more from 1 Corinthians, you see it's more that process of understanding and being self-aware.
အဲ့ဒါနဲ့တန်ရှင်းတော်ရတော့ကတော့နော်အဲ့ဒါကျွန်တော်တို့ကိုအတိတရားကိုပေးတယ်ကျွန်တော်တို့ဒီစိတ်ဝိညာဉ်မှာအလောက်လောက်တယ
် So the network, okay?
အဲ့ဒါဒီအဆက်တွေရှိရှိ
It's not too important. But yes, we want explanations. I know.
Okay.
That's my attempt, okay? Small attempt to answer your question.
Hello.
Sabi ma be jao.
Me khun si de la.
So you can merge them together. Some people merge them together and you can see why because it's both the invisible part of us.
Ara ka sai wi ni su ra ka ma min nai de a ya phit ba. Tetalonika akachi nga paing 23 you say in Thessalonians talking about soul so he is asking the exact verse
anybody have the exact verse is it 5:23
yeah akachi nga paing 23
5:23 first Thessalonians 5:23
akachi nga paing 23
He says, now may the God of peace sanctify you entirely, okay?
And
may your spirit, soul, and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of the Lord Jesus
Christ.
Any other questions? We've got just one or two more.
ကျွန်တော်အပြစ်ကိုပေါ်ပြတာနဲ့ကျွန်တော်ကိုအပြစ်ကင်းတယ်ဖြောင့်မတ်တယ်ဆိုတာကိုပေါ်ပြတယ်လို့ကျွန်တော်သဘောပေါက်တယ်အဲ့ဒါဝိညာဉ်တော်ကကျွန်တော်အပြစ်ရှိတယ်ဆိုတာကိုပေါ်ပြနေဆရာလို့ပြီးသလားဖြောင့်မတ်ခြင်းကိုပဲပေါ်ပြပြီးသလားဆိုတာပေးချဖို့ပြောဖို့
Okay John 16 verse 8
of what chapter
John 16
John 16
yeah verse 8 to 10 Said verse 8:10, the convicts the people of the world about sin. Then in verse 9, talking about they will be just. Tia sin sin, hola, pay nghe kuma. Tia sin sin. But in verse 10, believers talking about believer convince them about righteousness. So is the Holy Spirit. continue to tell them only about righteousness, or after being born again, is the Holy Spirit telling, convicts us about our personal sin?
Okay, first of all, the accurate understanding of this verse, it starts in 9, as you said, right?
Yeah.
At 8, where he says he convicts them of three things. The world he convicts of three things.
Loki damyaku di acetung cet popiare.
So we must not think sin, righteousness, or judgment at this point are things the Spirit is talking about believers. This is unbelievers. They're not fully saved yet.
Truam jung chi tu mahap tebu, no? Kedin chin na majau tebu.
It's like bringing them out of the old land, like Abraham leaving the old land. It's saying, we shouldn't stay here. Maybe we should go somewhere else. And that process, the initial process, where they're still more part of the world, but yet not believers.
Abraham ka tu nanga ka ne thok kho to re ne ya ti dau to re sero thuni tu sha set le pi ro sero ka phopya chet de lu at
I am not denying that the Spirit of God will also convict Christians of their sin or his righteousness, but the point is that's not what this passage is saying.
The jung chi tu khriya mya go no di phyang ma chin tia be phopya re apit ato ya ku ma phopya ro bu lu ro ma hba bu.
But we read other places the Spirit is a sanctifying Spirit. That means he's bringing us to righteousness. That's his work. Yes, we understand.
Tan sin do yin ro ka tan sin chin ku jung chi tu mya atat ta ma phit se de chu ra chan ro ta che nya ma twei si de a ra tan sin do yin do a lo phit ba.
But I think that Jesus was telling them, the disciples at this point, is because he was going to die. He was going to be gone. So he was trying to give faith to the disciples. Don't worry, because the Spirit of God will still convert people to him. It's not just dependent on you. I'll come in the Spirit and I'll still be working. Does that answer your question?
Okay. So I would like to ask, he's a Christian. I think he's asking about after we are born again.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the Holy Spirit can convict our sins? So because in our country, some people believe that after we are born again, we no need to ask God's forgiveness.
Okay.
Because of they could not separate original sin and what we have a doing bad things, our bad thoughts, and what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they combine together original sin and what we are they did doing.
Do you want to try to?
The siaga piora ga tenoro me mapi ma acu luri ga belu piu tele suro tenoro.
ကိုနာချက်ခဏလေးဆရာကြည့်လို့ပြပြီးအခုနာဆရာမေးရမယ့်ခုကိုကျွန်တော်အခုရှင်းပြတာပေါ့နော်ဆိုတော့သူ့ကိုခဏလေးသူရှင်းပြတာပေါ့တချို့ကကျွန်တော်ဒီဘူးဆရာအပြင်းနဲ့ဗီဇအပြည့်ကိုကျွန်တော်မပိုင်ချတော့ဘူးကျွန်တော်ခရစ်တော်ကထာဝရအသက်ကျွန်တော်ကိုတခင်ရှုကိုကျွန်တော်ကြည်တင်တာကဗီဇအပြည့်တရားနဲ့ကျွန်တော်ကြည့်တယ်ဆိုတော့ကျွန်တော်နေ့တိုင်းမှာဟိုကိုယ်တော်မနေ့ဆော့ဆော့ထားမှာကိုယ
냐 그래. 아찔해. 난 무슨 해야 찔러.
So we'll be talking about that later, probably today. But at this point, let us understand that the Spirit was convicting unbelievers of their sin and judgment so that they would turn to Christ. We find that this is leading to, you say, once you're saved, you're always saved. It's not like when you sin as a Christian and then the Spirit of God leaves you and you need to be saved again. No, not that at all. And that's the reason I was talking about assurance. Now you're the sons of God. You have eternal life. Philippians 1:6, he who started that work in you will continue it until the day of Christ. Once a member of God's family, always a member of God's family. You are an heir of his inheritance. You have everything that he has. This is even a promise to a new believer, you see. And our sin doesn't mean negate our salvation. No, not at all. But we'll save that conversation when we talk about sanctification. But if I forget about that confession part, come back. Let me just close the session here. Lord, we thank you so much. You have worked a miracle in our lives. The Spirit of God is going throughout Myanmar, searching and touching souls, convicting souls. We anticipate a greater work, a greater harvest from our preaching, Lord. And if we're discouraged about the few people believing, bring back our minds, Lord, that it's your work that we're joining. This new work of salvation is all you. But thank you again for calling us to be your children. Heirs of Christ. Life eternal. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for Jesus dying on the cross for our sins. And thank you for not leaving us as orphans. But to be with us day by day. Until Christ comes again. And in Christ we pray.
Amen.
Life in the Spirit. Experiencing the fullness of Christ. Translated into Burmese from English.
မြန်မာကနေအင်္ဂလိပ်လိုဘာသာပြန်ချင်းဖြစ်ပါတယ
် Sessions 3 to 5
အပိုင်းတေကနေ5
The Conviction of the Spirit
ဝိညာဉ်တော်၏ထူးခြားနားလည်စေခြင်း
By Paul Bucknell Produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom www.foundationsforfreedom.net Releasing God's Truth to a New Generation
အခုနောက်ပေါ်ပြတဲ့လိပ်စာတန်းရသခင်တမန်တော်ကိုနောက်မျိုးစစ်တွေဖြစ်ထုံးခြင်းဖြစ်ပါတယ်